Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say.
It does tend to happen a lot with Marvel.
And it never happens with DC.
Flash!
Mother. Mother!
All yes. Hail Doom.
Sweetness.
Can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you have a proper wedding world? Oh, Mother! Father! Gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world. Oh, Father!
So, welcome to an impromptu Comic Anvil. A bunch of news hit today, and we were typing our brains out talking about it, and somebody suggested we should just Skype about it. So here we are. We're doing an extra. With us today, we have my main man, Dylan.
Hello.
My other main man, Wesley.
Yo.
And we have the mythical, the magical, the shiny, the Earl.
I'm always going to be associated with that term now, aren't I?
Yep.
The shiny.
it's how he describes my comic buying habit because I tend to buy comics based on their covers.
It's not just comics. You do it with everything, Earl.
I don't do it with everything. I do research my video games before I buy them way too much. And most of my movies, too.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Well, I've gotten better with that since I got Netflix, but your show, carry on.
Alright. So, We started off, we were talking about the old Dark Avengers comic and Utopia that happened, that Bendis did after Siege. And suddenly it evolved into Dylan talking about so many new X-Men titles. You want to share that news with us?
Well, we've known about this for a little while. They've hinted at it. But, so there's the Wolverine book in October, the new Uncanny in November, and then Astonishing X-Men has Greg Pak taking over in November.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. I thought that was a very cool announcement.
He ditched my Hulk for X-Men?
Apparently.
Hmm. Do we know anything about the teams?
Well, the Wolverine team... Well, Wolverine's leading it. Oh, crap. I have the pictures here, actually. You can kind of tell...
Team Jimmy.
Bear with me here a second. Okay, here we go. You can kind of tell from the teaser who the general people would be. Hold on one second. Oh, here we go.
Oh, you're Googling?
Oh, no, I have it saved here. It looks like Rogue, maybe, and...
Is that the teaser with the shadows?
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I see the one with Emma Frost.
Yes, that, for the Uncanny one, it's Emma Frost leading the team, and what looks like a Juggernaut, or maybe Colossus.
Yeah, I heard
with
that.
With the Juggernaut power.
Right.
Wait,
you think he's got the Gem of Sidorak?
Maybe. He's supposed to be possessed in fear
itself. Don't you think that would make him, like, really, really powerful? Because he's already pretty powerful, right?
Yeah.
Like, not wholly powerful, but he's tough.
That'd make Colossus, like, overkill powerful, in my honest opinion. So,
wow.
I'm thinking, we're going to keep him at?
What about Kane?
That's a good... Maybe he'll be killed or something.
As far as we know right now, he's possessed, right?
Yeah.
Got himself a fancy hammer.
Yeah, they're fighting him in Uncanny right now.
Right. And it looks like there's a spiky dude in that picture, too. I think that's Iceman.
Yeah, and you can clearly see Magneto's domed helmet and cape in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's some back in there. There's probably a couple of them that are hidden. You still can't see.
Yeah.
Hmm. And all this is going down after Fear Itself is over? Or after Schism?
Well, I think they both end within a couple weeks of each other, so...
Really?
Their general plan right now with the whole... With their Fear Itself, Avengers Children's Crusade, and Schism is they're all basically having them end right at the same period of time. Because all these events coalesce right at the same period, getting everything set up for the next, like... year or so in the Marvel Universe.
Right, the status quo. I was just saying that earlier, how I find that Marvel events, I enjoy them to a point, but I enjoy the status quo, whatever, that it sets up afterwards for the universe.
It depends, though, because you know they're just going to have an event to usually reverse that, or to change it within a year anyhow. And I know that's a cynical comic book fan talking.
No, that's
but
cool.
It does tend to happen a lot with Marvel.
And it never happens with DC.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen with DC, but right. You know, like Marvel pretty much has been in event mode since the early 2000s.
Since Secret War.
So, you know, like DC, they usually take it to, yeah, granted, you have like Blackest Night, and then you'll have like the Fallout, and then you'll have Flashpoint. But what's the next event after that, and what was before Blackest Night?
Infinite Crisis.
Final Crisis, but that Infinite was the year
crisis,
before.
Right. I see what you're saying there, but I don't think DC was as, well, I don't know, man, Zero Hour?
But I mean, I'm not saying they haven't had huge events, I'm just saying that they haven't done it to the extent where Marvel, like you can go on Wikipedia and just see the list of DC events versus Marvel events, and even then, sometimes they're not like company-wide events.
Right.
Especially when you have Batman and Superman who do their own things like New Krypton or whatever, and the War of Superman, and like R.I.P. Those were like company-wide events.
Right. That was like that started with Sinestro War, and then Marvel tried to copy that. You know, tried to do the little mini events in their little different parts of their universe. Right. It works for DC more than it does Marvel. Shadowland.
Yeah.
Oh God, Shadowland.
I think both companies have their strength, and you know, it plays up to the characters and how their universe operates.
Right.
But back to the news.
Right. Yes. Okay. Okay, we're not done with X-Men, are we? We got sidetracked.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible host.
The other big thing, in my opinion, would be so we have the teaser for Astonishing X-Men with Greg Pak, and
right.
I forget who's on.
And he's writing Jimmy's team.
He's writing. I don't know what the team is, actually. The teaser just has Cyclops and Storm, and it looks like
making
they're
out.
Up.
Stop hitting your laptop so hard, man. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Anyways, go on. What?
Well, that basically confirms that Cyclops... Yeah, I found the teaser. Mike McCone is doing the art.
Nice!
That's really a good team, actually.
Earl doesn't know who Mike McCone is. He was the guy who started Teen Titans with Geoff Johns.
Oh, and also before that, he also did with Exiles with Judd Winnick.
Yes, and what else has he done?
Oh, and really obscure moment here.
Okay, hit us.
And Keith Giffen, he also did a book with Keith Giffen called Vex for 6 issues back in the early 2000s, like late 90s, early 2000s.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know, I'm hitting really obscure on this one.
Okay, so we're trying to stick to the news, though.
I know, but sorry. I am a man of, I'm a fountain of obscure knowledge.
Okay. So, wait, there was a big live Marvel panel today, right?
Yeah, that's when they were talking a big bit about it today, like,
right.
Just after I got home from work today.
Talking about X-Men, but there was that all there was for X-Men news then?
It was mostly Avengers, like kind of very Avengers focused story on that one too. They got a little bit of X-Men, but mostly kind of like a X-Men Avengers sort of hybrid there.
Okay.
So this is finally going to bring X-Men back into the Marvel universe proper. Like, well, I know they exist in the Marvel universe,
but they're kind of cut off. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're not as badly cut off as what they were back in like the 90s when pretty much like Avengers universe was split off into their world, Spider-Man universe, X-Men universe were all split up into their own little realms for a good chunk of the 90s.
They still kind of no, I guess not really.
Not really. I mean, it wasn't until like the late 90s, early 2000s, which kind of everything kind of merged together a little bit more again.
But I don't think it ever stayed so separate that they didn't figure out how to work the events together. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Somewhat,
I bought that big Marvel Encyclopedia timeline book. It's like that leather bound, and it folds out 15 pages wide and 6 high and low. I don't know how to explain it. But they do. They work in all those events and how it's supposed to work.
Okay.
I don't even know what I'm talking
about. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that thing. I never got it, but I remember seeing what you're talking about.
I'll take a picture of it and show you guys one day.
I mean, this is a random tangent. I'm just kind of. But why didn't they discuss most of this stuff or any of this stuff at Comic Con a month ago? Isn't this the type of event where you have your big news for the rest of the year?
I think because there's no other distraction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at a Comic Con, you've got a whole bunch of stuff, so you're not reaching out to absolutely everybody. Whereas you do it something like this, you've got everybody's attention. Because nobody else is doing it at the same time.
I get that, but I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I'm just, you know, going back to the fact that Comic-Con really has become less and less about comic books, And it's stuff like this where DC announced their whole relaunch in June, and then Marvel announces the rest of the year stuff in August, and Comic-Con's in July getting nothing from either side.
It did kind of seem like a impromptu Marvel blog news, because the last one was for Fear Itself, and that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Was that last year? No. I don't know. Maybe they're just better at advertising than DC. That's my opinion. My honest opinion in the end is that, because I seen that IGN Marvel versus DC, which is the better superhero universe, and they do the categories with from comics to events to games to TV shows to movies, and the only category that DC won was the animation, I think.
Yeah, the TV.
Right.
Yeah.
So, to me, that says it's more about the advertising. It gets out to more people for them than it does with DC, which makes no sense because DC had the big money backers for so long. I don't even...
We also have to realize that, and this is going way off tangent, is the fact that even though DC's had Warner for a while, Warner really hasn't stepped in until recently.
Yes.
When they started bringing in Geoff Johns and Jim Lee to kind of be like their, you know, consortiums between comics and entertainment.
Agreed.
And that is because they haven't been able to ever achieve properties outside of Batman and Superman for like the last 30 years.
Right. Okay.
And if you want to get into video games, I mean, DC's had very mixed luck with video games over the years comparison to Marvel, which has had
I was about to say they both had mixed luck.
Recently they're finally starting to get a little better with the Batman series, and even Spider-Man starting to gain a little bit of traction.
Yeah. But I think that has less to do with either company and more to do with the actual comic universe.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole video game universe, because licensed games and video games just don't do well in general.
It's really hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, so the other big news was about Avengers. We haven't talked about that yet, have we? No.
No,
we have,
so,
not really.
So from what I got, when you guys started talking about Dark Avengers, is it bringing that back? Anybody want to maybe fill me in?
They have a teaser for New Avengers where the Dark Avengers will start in November with issue 18, I think. And I think the only thing that I could be wrong, the only thing I've seen is a teaser with Norman Osborn on the cover.
What?
Yeah, that was crazy. Yep.
That's awesome. I love it.
Now, is Norman not in prison now, or am I mistaken?
He escaped, I believe.
Really?
Oh.
So what, he's... Yeah. How do they still come up with the Dark Avengers moniker? Is there...
Well, apparently, there's an article on it about IGN where I think they talked to Bendis, or maybe it was just from the event where they announced all this.
Okay.
But somehow Hammer has existed in his absence and, gotten more insane. And so he's coming back, reforming the team to take on the Avengers this, fall, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I smell next year's event.
I actually looked up the article on a comic book resource at the site just right now. It's the actual story of Norman Osborn forming the new sort of situation starts in Avengers 16.1 of Neil Adams drawing the little sucker.
Really?
Hmm.
Interesting.
And then it kind of leads straight into, and then that leads into the new Avengers 18 from there. So it kind of caught my eye. I went, they're bringing back the Dark Avengers?
So Bendis is writing this book?
Yeah.
Really? We have any idea who's doing art?
Diodato. Mike Diodato on the new Avengers.
Well, that's just awesome sauce. All over the place.
I'm going to have to mop. I'm going to have to get in on that, I think.
Yeah, man. I enjoyed his last series. Very much. I guess that's kind of how this started. What was the other... Okay, so Dark Avengers and nothing else is getting rebooted or anything like that?
No giant reboot of fun.
Okay,
so
I know Earl was asking earlier about there was some kind of Fantastic Four news.
Yes, well, okay, that was just a bit of a confusion on my end, and I guess in general... Because Marvel put out a teaser and people assumed that was Fantastic Four number one relaunch. Instead, it's being renumbered to 600 starting in November.
And nobody's seen that coming.
Yeah, I was upset. Everybody predicted that.
Yeah.
It has Johnny on the cover, it has a Human Torch on the cover. You never know. It could be somebody else with his powers. But yeah, that was announced today.
Really?
I was going to say, I haven't read it since, like, issue 3, but I say Future Foundation or FF really doesn't feature the Fantastic Four anyhow.
Yeah. Ooh, really? Yeah. No, you think about, yeah, but it's all stuff that's happening, I guess.
Yeah,
it's going to relate.
Well, yeah, the last few have been setting up some big, event. Well, not event, but, like, a big arc here where stuff's going to go bad for the Future Foundation, basically.
This is why in my opinion, this is why the Marvel Cosmic line has come to a bit of a halt, is because what he's doing over here in the Future Foundation. And I don't mind it. I like it a lot. It's science fiction goodness, man, at its best. And it's crazy, and you got to wait for the payoff. That's the problem with it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching an hour of Star Trek, right? And 45 minutes into it, you're going, like, the Next Generation anyways. You're going, I have no clue what happened here. And then the last 10 minutes of it, you're like, oh, that was awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay. Earl, you don't have a clue.
I'm like I said, I'm half paying attention. I'm hearing protests, but...
No, that's cool. So, and then there was what? Who's writing Doctor Doom? There's a Doctor Doom title?
Oh, yes. No? That was
I just read that now.
Yeah, there's a new miniseries written by Nick Spencer.
Interesting.
I forget who's on the art.
Becky Cloonan.
Yeah, there we go.
A girl?
She's awesome.
Yeah. Right on.
She's basically one of my favorite artists.
Cool.
What my understanding of it is from reading the interview, wherever I saw it, is that it's like a young Doctor Doom and kind of is...
Oh, was it a history piece?
Yeah, sort of. It's I liken it to what Marvel's done with, like, Magneto Testament and then New Red Skull series, where it's, stamped their backstory a bit more. Although I think he's already, like, Doom when it starts, and it's just kind of his first...
Like, learn about re-stamp, but more like remold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I might get in on that. I like Doom. All hail Doom.
All hail Doom.
Sweetness. Okay, and what's this about new Thor? What do you mean new Thor? What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. It's not a new Thor. It's a new God of Thunder.
What? No, it's not Masterson and Thunderstrike again, is it?
No, I
that would have been kind of funny.
Oh, that would have been weak.
It looks like a new character. I am not familiar enough with Thor universe.
I'm pretty sure he's new, yeah.
I think it's just a straight new character.
Yeah, his name is, I want to say Tanaris?
Oh, Bingo. Tartarus. Tartarus, yeah.
I think it's Tanaris.
Yes, Tanaris.
Tanaris.
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. It looks like Thor possibly dies in Fear Itself 6, yeah, I want to say, is next.
Yeah, that's next issue.
What?
Yeah.
What? He's supposed to die?
Well, it looks like it, because they have...
Should have died in issue 5 when the Hulk and Thor... the Hulk and the Thing kicked the crap out of him. Which apparently didn't happen, from what I heard. I'm not impressed.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, maybe he didn't die. Maybe Thor's just asking to go home early and they're carrying him out.
Well, are any of you reading The Mighty Thor by Matt Fraction right now?
No.
I'm a little behind on it, sadly. I'm not going to lie.
That's a no.
Most of the issues start with a little note saying this is before Fear Itself, and it does kind of hint that something bad's going to happen to him.
Ow.
Interesting. Is that such a good idea? Well, I don't know. Man, no, you're going to... Man, Thor just came back, and you want to kill him? Come on.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He'll be back.
I'm very confused.
The thing I don't like about it is the art switching from... well, it's going to Pascal Ferry now, who... I mean, he's all right, but, like, look who was on the book beforehand. Olivier Coipel or whatever.
Coipel?
Coipel.
Where's Anthony when you need him?
Yes, he knows.
I think it's Coipel, actually.
Cool. We're going to have to ask him. Somebody should just ask him.
He said it numerous times to me, and I can never remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with the English kid. Only because he's English. He probably speaks English.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all we got? Nothing else? I understand a lot of the DCU Flashpoint minis ended last week. A couple of them.
Well, I mean,
Citizen Cold just ended.
I was going to say, you could save that for your proper the comic anvil when you actually discuss comic books.
Okay, well, whatever, man. I'm just trying to take it to 30 minutes at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just saying that, you know, we can discuss this. But yeah, I think that's it for Marvel. DC is kind of in a... Like, DC announces stuff, but it's really not... It's always like, oh, here's what's coming further along in this reboot. Like, there's a new Superman cover, a new Young Justice cover, and stuff like that.
It's wait and see.
They've got it set up. They've got their stuff set up right until November, so...
Yep. Yeah. But I will touch on this since I'm not on the comic anvil proper. Uh-huh. You know, with the DC reboot coming and stuff like that, we're finally... You know, like, series have to end and stuff. And we're kind of getting that with certain ones now. You know, like last week was Secret Six, which I've always said is one of my favorite books. And
Wesley's going to start screaming, oh my god.
Oh my god. Thank you.
This week we got Booster Gold, which I was kind of disappointed in.
Yeah, but that's not stopping, is it?
Well, it's going to be back.
So if there is going on, he's...
What?
Yeah, but it's not going to be the same. It's like, you know, he's going to... It's not a solo series anymore.
Yeah. We also have Detective Comics ending as well.
So, yeah, I mean...
Oh. That just
but that is coming
Detective
back.
Detective Comics ending and... Well, Detective Comics... Yeah, I was going to say the difference with Detective Comics, I guess, is that... I meant more like comics that kind of have like an ending, and then like it's kind of nice to know that almost everybody in the Gordon family knows who Batman is at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is that. But I was going to mention Batgirl, because Stephanie isn't in the new DC, as far as I know.
Yes.
So this was like her last hurrah, and she kind of got the TV show send-off, where they had, you know, like they had chips. You know, she was, what is it, the Black Mercury, I think that is what it is? It's like that plant that makes you hallucinate what you most desire. And you see her like graduating high school, teaming up with Supergirl and Cassandra. And then, you know, at the end, like, you see her as a mother who's kind of retired from being Batgirl, and she has a son and stuff like that. And then, you know, it kind of ends with her and Barbara talking about, you know, the ending's just the beginning. It only ends when you want it to end or something like that. And, you know, you kind of get that bookmark, you know, this is the end for Stephanie Brown, and thank you for, you know, helping us out. But it was kind of, you know, sad to see, because there are characters who won't make it.
Bittersweet.
Through this, yeah. Cool. And I've said this in a couple of my reviews. I do love the fact that we actually get to see comic books end, because usually what you get is either something that gets canceled, or, you know, there's something that goes on and on and on and on forever.
Continued.
Yeah.
And number one, that makes no sense.
But now that you actually get to see them finish, it's kind of a bittersweet ending, because it's like, you know, you kind of get closure here. I mean, granted, they still kind of, you know, like Secret Six hints at something going forward. Detective, of course, hints at this Batman status quo. Actually, Red Robin did too.
What was the Red Robin thing? I did not catch that.
Basically, Red Robin is like, he's not Dick, he's not Bruce, he's his own person, and Gotham is his city now.
Is it Tim?
Yeah.
And I have to say, I always thought Tim was most like Bruce, and I think this Red Robin series has proven that. And if he ever does turn evil, which I know Dylan hates because you already have a bad Robin.
Yeah,
but Tim's the best, man. Everybody loves Tim. Him going evil would be not cool.
That'd be weird.
Well, I think the reason I say that is because of the way he is so... You know, he's like Bruce in that he plans like everything, and he has a contingency for everything. And it's like, you know, it's so difficult for him to fail just because he plans everything so far in advance. Like this one, he tries to get revenge on Captain Boomerang, if you remember, who killed his father in Identity Crisis.
Right, yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Good one.
So basically, he doesn't want to kill him directly because that's not his thing. So he sets up a bunch of things that, you know, Captain Boomerang can't say no to, that would eventually lead to him confronting Mr. Freeze and having Mr. Freeze kill Captain Boomerang for him. And then he decides to step in at the final second and break it up because he can't go through with it. And then you have Dick and Damian show up, and they're like, you know, we're proud of you because you saved him. Because Captain Boomerang fell off the roof and whatever. And he's like, you know, you saved him, so we're happy, whatever. And then Bruce is also Dan. Bruce is like, you know what, I know what you did. And he's like, I made the right decision in the end. But he's like, you made a whole lot of wrong decisions on the way there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that mentality, because it's the whole Red Robin thing has kind of been how Tim's like this master planner. He's outsmarted Roz. He's outsmarted, you know, he did this with Captain Boomerang. He did that with the Assassin League. I forget their name. Not Roz's thing, but they had like some type of assassin's game that's underground that he outsmarted them with that as well.
I'm surprised that they... Oh, he saved him. I was just thinking about the Captain Boomerang thing. Because he just came back to life in Brightest Day, right? So
yeah, I'm kind of curious, though, because I know after Blackest Night, DC would say dead is dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, since they're technically rebooting half of their series, it's kind of like, does that rule still stand?
Yeah, good call.
It's pretty much like, once the giant relaunch hits, it's pretty much, rules are out the, pretty much rules are thrown out the water, thrown out now, it's pretty much anything goes at this point.
Yeah,
and that's the thing, it's like, oh, you know, dead is dead for like 2 years. Good thing we didn't kill anybody off in that time. But yeah, I mean, that's my...
I wonder how that's going to affect readers who are long-time readers, like, I mean, is that going to be sufficient enough for their farewell? Are they going to continue with the new stuff?
You know, we've all have comic fans on Twitter and stuff like that, and I'm sure you folks hang out at other websites and stuff like that. The division is all the same. You know, there's people who are for this, for against it. At the end of the day, that's always going to happen. You're going to have, you know, even if it wasn't a relaunch, if DC decided to do something, people were against.
Yeah.
You know, people would abandon ship. You know, people abandon ship even for Marvel bringing back the Dark Avengers, or people are bringing back Johnny Storm, or, people got upset that Ultimate Spider-Man now went half African-American, half Hispanic kid. So,
Something popped in my head. There's always something, an interesting thing that comes up in my comic store, and that's one thing a lot that my comic guy says is, and for every jumping on point for one person, it's a jumping off point for another person.
Exactly.
Yeah, yep. And that can happen. But my thinking is that if you get, like, you know, like, that may happen to a one-to-one series, but when you're doing 52 of them, like, you use one fan who buys like six books, but you have 52 fans checking out one of each.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, like, I listened to the Comic Anvil special where you folks are dissecting the 52 comics.
Oops.
And the reason I wanted to check out all 52 is that I can sit here and say, you know, this won't be good, this won't be good. But at the end of the day, I can be surprised by something in that 52.
Probably. Hey, man, I mean, say that. I said one of these.
No, I'm not saying that, but I know. I just know that people, you know, like, some people are like, we have to pull up on the site, which you should check out. Right. And I was surprised to see that, like, something like Resurrection Man was doing so well, or Swamp Thing.
Yeah, Resurrection Man.
You see, to me, like, even though
I started, even though I voted for him first.
Yeah, even though I'm getting all 52, you know, like, I didn't have to put in effort to find out about these comics because I'm going to get them all.
Right.
But yeah, I found that I saw Resurrection Man was winning, so I'm like, let me see, what is this comic people are talking about? And he actually does sound like an interesting character with very unique.
Oh, it was awesome. Oh, yeah. Love the comic.
Oh yeah, makes me think of DC 1 Million.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if DC can get new people on that, who are they using with Resurrection Man? Because there was no Resurrection readers beforehand.
Yeah, that's, I don't true. Know, man. I didn't like. That my comment about 1 million. That was kind of where I left DC after that, for a long time. Nothing enticed me to come back for a while until Infinite, whatever the next Infinite.
Yeah, and you know it goes. People jump on and jump off. I honestly, I'm not one of those people who's like, you know, something obsessed me. I finished the whole line. If I don't like a story, I'll stop reading it and I'll come back. Like, I did the same thing with Superman. I didn't like Grounded. I stopped reading that.
Yeah.
It's not, that doesn't mean I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop reading Superman. I'm just going to wait till Grounded's done and come back on.
Right. I'm still buying it. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, Superman
just
has kind of
past week.
Superman has kind of pissed me off before, because I also knew Krypton kind of felt the same way, because you know it was built for them to kind of go back to the status quo within
New
Superman
and four issues. That sucked. Yeah.
Oh, I was not a fan. I was not a fan.
Yeah, and you see, that doesn't turn me off from reading Superman comics in the future.
No,
it turns me off from that story. And that's kind of how I treat this. And, you know, it's I'm not a huge comic book continuity person.
You will be though. You buy all you're gonna buy all 52 of those books, and you're gonna be like,
this
guy be over here. What, he's over here doing this? I can hear it already.
Oh, I do that now, but I don't do it for continuity's sake. I just do it because I want to know like the time frame. Like, oh, Batman's on OR this week, but somehow he's still fighting.
Yeah.
Like an example of this was thrown back this night. They were doing the story with Red Robin, where he was over in South America. He was over in South Africa, mm-hmm. and he comes into the Batman one shot. He's like, "Oh, I just flew over for the night." I'm like, "That makes no sense."
Why not? He's a bajillionaire.
I get that, but the whole notion is like, we need him here. He's in South Africa. We have to bring him here. So we just say he took back pain here for one night to go back to what he was doing.
Yeah.
Batman
has got a little magic.
Gotta get bring in on 17, so.
Yeah.
Jason Aaron tried to explain that in his series, and I thought.
I love that story, by the way.
I like the frequent jokes in Spider-Man recently too. He's like, I can't.
Spider-Man does that too.
I can't do this anymore. I got no time.
I can't do so many teams.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm on Avengers. I'm on Future Man Nation. I have a full time job. I have a girlfriend, and I still have to patrol the streets of Spider-Man in New York.
Two Avengers teams. Don't forget.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, comic book characters get around. I mean, Batman's always gotten around. Spider-Man, Wolverine, Deadpool. Apparently,
they're all dirty whores.
Superman does not get around much.
Maybe that's why people like him. He's got such virtue.
Wow, okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. But I guess, okay, well, we've de-evolved into rant.
I don't get to discuss this. I mean, granted, we had the notes on the last episode, but I am thoroughly excited for the relaunch.
No, that's cool.
Just because I am a person who's always kind of interested in getting people, you know, involved in my hobbies and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm sure you all have friends who are the same way, especially with comic book movies doing so well. It's like, where do I start? And it's like, oh, you can read here, but you know, this comes before that. But you know what, this is actually a better story, but you have to read this as well. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of overwhelming and expensive.
Yeah. Unless you already own all those books.
And yeah, and then you can help one friend, you know, catch on. And then it's like, where do I go from here? Like, I've mentioned this before. I was trying to get into the Avengers. And I've tried to get into the Avengers before, but it's like, there's Mighty, there's New, Soon to be Dark, there's... Children's Crusade, Avengers Academy.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, which Avengers book do I read?
Academy.
Avengers Academy rules.
Well, okay, but that's not the main Avengers book. Is it New or Mighty?
Still Avengers.
Or just Avengers.
Still Avengers.
Okay. And it's kind of like that, where, you know, like, for people who go into comic book shops, and I've taken friends into, you know, them before, it's like you end up with, especially, like, you know, living in the city, you have huge comic shops, you'll end up with something like Midtown has, I want to say, 10 shelves of trades, and then a wall of new comics, and then you have, like, the back issues. Then you have upstairs, which have more back issues, and then you have your mangas and stuff like that, and it's like, I go in, and it's like, I don't even know what to pick. I'll just go in, like, a Batman category or a Spider-Man category, and I'll pick based on...
What looks shiny. Yeah.
But it's like the 90s all over again.
I can't pick based on what's shiny, because they have, you know, comic book trades are usually lined up on their spine, so you just see, like, Spider-Man, Kraven's ass hunt, and you won't see the cover, you'll just see the spine, and it's like, that sounds interesting.
Right.
That reminds me of...
Do about it repeatedly over and over again. That reminds you of what, big guy?
When I was in Syracuse there last week, I guess, and I went into the comic shop in the basement of the mall, and I just crapped myself and didn't know what to do.
That's how I felt at Silver Snail, man. Everything was kind of in the walls, but you could pull out the drawers, and there was a lot of them, and I was like, where's the Hulk? That's all I wanted to know. Can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a proper way?